A 13-mile quantum link goes live and rewrites what comes next for secure communications. Researchers at a U.S. federal laboratory have demonstrated a 13-mile open-air quantum network link, transmitting quantum entanglement states through the atmosphere rather than through fiber-optic cables. In quantum networking terms, the distance represents a substantial advance in free-space quantum communication. The distinction between open-air and fiber is not merely technical. Fiber is expensive to lay, requires physical infrastructure, and is geographically constrained. Open-air quantum links, once reliable, can be deployed with far less infrastructure and serve as a stepping stone toward satellite-based quantum networking, a capability that scales toward transcontinental and eventually global distances. The security implications are what the cryptography world is watching most closely. Quantum networks enable quantum key distribution, a method of encrypting communications in which any eavesdropping attempt physically disturbs the quantum states being transmitted, making interception detectable in real time. The security rests not on computational difficulty but on physics, meaning even a quantum computer cannot crack it. The timing of the demonstration is directly connected to a known threat horizon. Both the U.S. intelligence community and the National Institute of Standards and Technology have assessed that within roughly a decade, possibly sooner, quantum computers may become capable of breaking current RSA and elliptic curve encryption. Adversary intelligence services are already reportedly capturing encrypted data today against the expectation of being able to decrypt it later, the harvest now, decrypt later threat. Quantum networks provide one of the few theoretically robust defensive responses. China has been the most aggressive nation in deploying quantum communication infrastructure, operating a ground-based quantum network spanning thousands of kilometers and conducting quantum satellite experiments. A U.S. open-air demonstration at 13 miles represents a meaningful public data point in that competitive landscape. The intersection with SpaceX is notable. Scaling quantum networks to planetary distances will likely require satellite-based relay systems, and Starlink is the current leading low-Earth orbit satellite constellation. Who owns SpaceX and what infrastructure access decisions they make carries national security implications that extend well beyond launch services.